Good morning. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda seeking vote of confidence in Parliament today. Bill on Commission on Enforced Disappeared Persons and Truth and Reconciliation Commission Third Amendment tabled in Parliament. Millennium Challenge account says it has spent 7% of its budget till now for project implementation, and Switzerland's largest bank, UBS, agrees to buy troubled Credit Suisse bank for 3 billion Swiss franc. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is taking a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives today. Speaker Devaraj Gimire at the House meeting yesterday apprised the House of the schedule of Prime Minister Dahal to seek a vote of confidence in the Parliament. Meantime, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed his optimism that all the members of the House of Representatives will give him the vote of confidence today. While exiting from the meeting yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal responded to the journalist that he had confidence of getting support of all in the voting in the Parliament. Meanwhile, a meeting of the Central Work Execution Committee of the Nepali Congress has decided to give the vote of confidence to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahath said the Nepali Congress will give the vote of confidence to the Prime Minister and will also join the government. Likewise, the CPN Unified Socialist, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Lokatantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal have decided to give the vote of confidence to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. However, the CPN UML has decided not to give the vote of confidence to the Prime Minister. The bill on the Commission on Enforced Disappeared Persons and Truth and Reconciliation Commission Third Amendment 2023 has been tabled in the House of Representatives. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma tabled the bill on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. The bill aims to replace the act related to the Toins Commissions meant for dealing with the transitional justice. Tabling the bill, the Communication Minister said the document aimed to ensure the transitional justice as soon as possible. Minister Sharma further said severe crises of human rights violation and forced disappearance during the conflict period require to be investigated for providing reparations to survivors and justice to them, concluding the remaining task of the peace process. According to the minister, the bill was introduced in accordance with the Supreme Court verdict and laws and the international practices on transitional justice issues. Likewise, Communication Minister Sharma tabled the bill designed to amend the Constitutional Council Act 2010 on behalf of Prime Minister Dahal in the House of Representatives yesterday. Similarly, the House of Representatives Rule Drafting Committee member Ramesh Lekhak presented a proposal seeking consideration over the committee report. The meeting also endorsed a proposal seeking consideration on a monitoring and assessment bill obtained from the National Assembly. Newly elected Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav is scheduled to take oath of office and secrecy today. As per the program schedule, President Ramchandra Porel is administering the oath of office and secrecy to Vice President-elect Yadav at Sital Nivas at 10 a.m. today. Meanwhile, Vice President-elect Yadav has given up his all-party responsibility to be effective from his election to the Vice Presidency. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has promised to call a comprehensive review meeting soon to address the problems surfaced in the banks, microfinances and cooperatives. Addressing the meeting of the National Cooperative Development Board in Singapore yesterday, Prime Minister Prachanda emphasized on the need for monitoring and regulating financial institutions. The Mass Media Advisory Committee formed by the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has begun its work. Addressing the meeting of the Committee yesterday, Communication Minister Rekha Sarma justified the formation of the committee for the formulation of laws in the communication sector as per the spirit of the constitution. The minister expressed her confidence that the committee would provide the necessary suggestions to improve the mass media sector. The Millennium Challenge account, MCA Nepal, says it has completed 10% of its work. In a meeting of the National Concern and Coordination Committee of the National Assembly at Singhadarbar yesterday, Executive Director of MCA Nepal, Kharga Bahadur Bista, said MCA Nepal has made 7% of its total expenses for project implementation. Addressing the meeting, Secretary at Finance Ministry Ram Prasad Ghimri assured all that the National Pride project undertaken by the MCA Nepal would be completed within the given 5 years. Taking part in the discussion, the committee members and lawmakers stressed on timely completion of the project. The project currently is being undertaken with an investment of $500 million grant from the US government under the MCC and Nepal government's $130 million. The CPN-UML has demanded the withdrawal of price hike on chemical fertilizer. At a press meeting organized by the Agriculture and Poultry Development Department of the CPN-UML yesterday, UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel demanded withdrawal of price hiked by the government. UML General Secretary Pokhrel blamed the government of trying to weaken the agriculture sector by increasing the prices of fertilizers. You are listening to Read Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Switzerland's largest bank, UBS, has agreed to buy Credit Suisse for 3 billion Swiss franc. An Al Jazeera report cite officials from the bank as saying the deal was designed to contain a widening crisis of confidence in global finance. The agreement, announced late on Sunday, includes 100 billion francs in liquidity assistance for UBS and Credit Suisse from the Swiss Central Bank. Credit Suisse, a 167-year-old bank, has been the biggest name snagged by the market turmoil unleashed by the recent collapse of United States lenders Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Iranian official says Iranian president has received an invitation to visit Saudi Arabia following a reconciliation deal. The two regional heavyweights announced on 10th of March a Chinese brokered deal to restore ties 7 years after they were severed. Riyadh cut relations after Iranian protesters attacked Saudi diplomatic mission in 2016 following the Saudi execution of Shia cleric Nirmal Nir. Just one in a series of flashpoints between the two long-standing regional rivals. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. Now general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at some places of hilly regions of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. Now Kathmandu's weather report recorded in the last 24 hours. Minimum temperature 21.8 degrees Celsius. Maximum temperature 21.8 degrees Celsius. Minimum temperature 11.3 degrees Celsius. Rainfall 15.7 millimeter and relative humidity 97%. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal present a seeking vote of confidence in Parliament today. Bill on Commission on Enforced Disappeared Person and Truth and Reconciliation Commission Third Amendment tabled in Parliament. Millennium Challenge account says it has spent 7% of its budget till now for project implementation. And Switzerland's largest bank, UBS, agrees to buy troubled Credit Suisse Bank for 3 billion Swiss franc. Well, that's the end of News Bulletin from Reed Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlinereednepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.